Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That 72, is
happy
that what the
birthday.
Number was?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. I just said to Jay, we make less of it as we get older. I think that's probably, I remember early on, Jennifer, when we used to have big to-dos, there would be a lot of noise and people calling, my friends, and yada, yada.
Well, Dougie, this is your life.
It is. Yes.
We might have a few surprises for you today.
Really? A few
Maybe
surprises?
Maybe so. Yeah, all so right. Don't talk badly about that because...
I shan't. Don't forget.
There was some work that went into it, so we're going to have some fun today to celebrate you and your birthday.
Oh, really?
But what are you going to do? Yeah, what's this year going to be like for you?
The next year will be better than the last year. I think I can feel comfortable about that. And
good.
I think that goes for everybody who's listening, hopefully. Everybody who's a participant here, one way or another, in the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. It's not her birthday. Victoria Keelan is here. Not her birthday. Jade Kirshner is here. Not her birthday. Doug Seven is here. It is, actually, I think 12:45 p.m., which is a quarter of one in the afternoon is when I popped out. And in
that
order
was
to
very
get
polite. You know, you have a lot of kids who like to be born at 2 in the morning, 4 in
yeah.
the morning.
Right, yeah. I was very civil. And they used tongs to pull my head out.
That explains a lot.
Really? Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's how you got the cone.
Yeah, well, thanks. I didn't think it was I thought my head looked all right. As long as it has hair on it, I think it's fine. Today not only is my birthday, but it's Fountain Pen Day. The earliest form of a fountain pen was used by the old ancient Egyptians. That's a redundancy, because old and ancient means the same thing pretty much. I think ancient means more than old, doesn't it? Ancient, if you're ancient, you'd be really old,
yeah.
And if you're old, you're just old.
It's
so anyway.
A layer of old.
Yeah. They were called styluses. Used to, it was actually just a reed, like straw, and so they wrote with ink that came from vegetable gum and soot. That's where the blackness came from. And then over time, the need arose for more efficient means to put ink onto paper. In 1636, the fountain pen was designed by Petroș Pinuro from Romania. He combined a reservoir of ink with a metal nib that didn't require being recut constantly. So this really dates me, and maybe it isn't ancient, but there's an old-fashioned memory that I have. When I was in junior high school, the seats were bolted to the floor, and there was an inkwell on the desks. There was an inkwell for ink. If
How
you were
old are you?
Ancient, apparently.
Yeah, apparently, yes,
an
right,
inkwell?
Exactly. An
did
inkwell.
Did you have a feather pen in your backpack? Or
I did not have a feather pen, but there were pens, fountain pens. Yeah,
yeah,
you could use that. And does anybody even, I think using a fountain pen, which is, you know, in essence what you're talking about these days, with real ink, is kind of a cool thing. But we don't even have, children don't even learn how to use cursive, never mind write with something like that. And I also remember in school, I remember one day Miss Quirk, who was my seventh grade math teacher, scolded me because I took a test in ink in math. I'm not supposed to take, you weren't.
That's
she
bold.
Said, yeah, it was very bold. Well, I didn't make mistakes. She said, do not use ink because if you make a mistake, you can't erase it. I remember that like it was yesterday. Miss Quirk.
Did you tell her you do not make mistakes?
No, I was in seventh grade.
A pen is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say, watch this, Quirk?
Don't tell me how to live my life, woman.
I didn't say that. But it was a nice thought. Maybe I should go back in time and bring Miss Quirk around to the fun house. Okay, so that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the introduction of the pen and the introduction of Dudley Stephan into the world on this date in 1946. So here we go. Now, there is a shootout to talk about. The shootout took place in a place that's pretty near and dear to Victoria. I wouldn't know about this experience because I didn't get invited to a wedding. But
who goes? Wait. Who goes to someone's honeymoon? All right, that's ridiculous.
Some people just have a little.
Right.
Stir the pot a little bit. Okay, so what happened? This is a drug war. It's Cancun, Mexico, that we're talking about. Confrontation between a couple of members of different drug groups. So there were any innocent bystanders who were affected by this?
I don't think anyone was shot.
Shootout.
No, people on the beach. They were scared.
The reason that Doug mentioned my wedding is because this happened to be right in front of the hotel that Lewis and I stayed at for our honeymoon in Mexico, which is a gorgeous hotel. It's a Hyatt. It's a really beautiful hotel. We had the most wonderful time there. But no part of Mexico is safe anymore. You know, it's just it's gotten to the
awful
point where Cancun used to be.
I thought they were cleaning things up with the new administration.
Yeah, but now this is the second time in this area. Over on that side of, on the eastern side of Mexico, Cancun, and then down into, other parts that are touristy. So this is the second time now that local violence has affected the tourists. So these, I guess, rival drug dealers on the beach shooting it out, and so people who were at the pool and on the beach ran, and they heard the shots, and they ran into the hotel, and everyone was told at the hotel to take shelter. I don't think I can't find anything that says anyone else was shot. It seems to be limited to just, the drug dealers fighting each other, but it's really sad. It was a lovely, lovely place to stay. So.
Well, we missed out on something yesterday when Jennifer was here before she left. We didn't get to the Starbucks holiday cups that are here. They've introduced a new non-dairy drink. Why? Red cups. What's the significance
of holiday?
Red
holiday.
Cups?
Holiday.
Well, okay.
They always
could be
red
green.
For the holiday.
If it's green, holiday might be green
and
or
sometimes
red.
Sometimes they do a print.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have four new ones this year.
Why did you want to tell me about that, Dougie?
Well, because the impression is that you're the Starbucks girl here. You like to stop in and pick up a cup.
I do. I like Starbucks, but here's the thing. Because of late, I don't know, like once a week at least, I buy coffee for my morning show team.
Mm-hmm.
And because Starbucks doesn't deliver, we've been doing.
As opposed to my morning show team.
Well, yeah, because it's hard for me to buy coffee for us because we're like in 12 different places. But my other show, we're all in the same like location, which makes it a little easier for me to do the coffee thing. But they don't deliver, so we've been doing Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, which they also have a holiday cup. And I was surprised. I was taken by surprise when they delivered this week, and I was like, there's holly on here. Like,
already.
It's Christmas already. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of people are celebrating early this year, though. I've had so many people who are saying they're putting their tree up. I was toying with the idea of putting my tree up this weekend. I don't know.
Our friend put his tree up already. Over the weekend, he put his tree up.
So it must not be a real tree.
No, it's a fake tree. But in our apartment complex, we've already spotted some trees through the windows. So people are definitely doing it early.
Yeah, it's early. Yeah, a lot of people I know have already put trees up.
Wow. Whew. The history of Russia is filled with all sorts of feats. Russian women are pretty strong, pretty tough. A Russian woman swam under the frozen surface of a lake in northern Russia 279 feet in a single breath.
Wow.
This is the world record for under ice swimming. Can you imagine? Just think about it for a second.
I would panic. Yeah.
That's a football field. That's the length, almost the length of a football field.
Crazy.
On one breath. This sounds like, it looks like something out of a James Bond movie, right? When you get right down to brass tacks, that's pretty amazing stuff. There's a fine that's been instituted for our friends in Washington, lawmakers who are trying now to avoid metal detectors when they go into the House chamber. The rule, I guess it was proposed by it got bipartisan support, obviously, but it came from a couple of members of the Grand Old Party. And I guess it's a reaction in part to January 6th, is it? Is it their fighting.
Wasn't Marjorie
fine.
Taylor Greene your girlfriend? Thousand. She was the one who said she was going to bring a gun in, right? And, like, made it very public. There was someone else, too.
There are a couple with concealed carry. But you know what's really disturbing to me is that I've heard that Nancy Pelosi, some of the other leaders in the Democrat Party that voted to put these metal detectors in, that they go around it every single day. They don't even walk through it, that they walk around it, and they're allowed to do that.
Why?
Now, I don't know. If you're making everybody go through, then mm-hmm. even if you're the head, right now Nancy Pelosi is, of the House,
does she have a pacemaker or anything? Because sometimes
no, I don't think. I mean, I don't know what she's got.
My dad has one. That's why I'm asking. There are certain metal detectors he can't walk through. So I'm just wondering.
Crazy.
Well, it is crazy. All right, a couple of Joes in the news. There's Joe the Pigeon, who has flown. Let's see here. The authorities in Australia say that Joe the Pigeon, thought to have flown over 8,000 miles from the United States to Australia, is now going to be honored as the native bird and will not be euthanizing for violating the country's security regulations, because they don't, you know, it's pretty tough to get into Australia these days because of COVID. So there's Joe the Pigeon. And then there's Joe Exotic. The fact that... he's really sick. He has bad cancer, apparently, right?
Prostate cancer, yeah.
Yeah. And that'll
do you get cancer
you.
Treatment in prison?
Yeah. Yeah. You can get medical treatment. It's not necessarily the greatest, but there's medical treatment available. So what
he's
does
not
that,
that
do?
That old. How old is he, Jen?
Joe Exotic?
I don't know. I
figured he would have, like, an idea. I don't know. Probably. I just don't think he's not that old.
Do we think he's 50 or 60?
Yeah, he's 58.
58, I was going to say 52. So he's been in jail for a couple of years. He was convicted for violating federal wildlife laws and trying to kill his wife, right?
No, wife? No. He's gay. No, oh. Carol Baskin is his rival, his arch nemesis.
Oh.
Hmm. So he
and she
only,
allegedly
I guess,
did kill her husband.
Right. Right. But I think he only ponied up like $3,000 or some pathetic amount.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I don't know how you go to jail for that long. But the reason he got busted is because he ended up paying an undercover FBI agent.
Yeah.
The money to kill her.
Not very bright. No.
He won't get out. It's 18 half the hour. This is the Friday DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How can I get new orders out on time without working overtime?
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Friday 3 after the hour. That's that the song that gets played on every 80s station about 13 times a day. Isn't that the Grim Reaper? What is that song?
Don't Fear the
Don't
Reaper.
Fear. Okay, it's close. Anyway, close to that.
Not a great song to hear on your birthday. Yeah, right? Yeah. Way to go, Phil.
Thanks very much, Phil, for the good wishes. Perfect. All right. See who's. I'm going to turn around. I'm looking around to see who's here with me.
Anybody? And make sure no one's standing behind you with a pickaxe.
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah, right. All right. I don't know. The ladies have planned something. Let's figure out what it is right after this.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Here on the DJV show, I'm Michael Horn from Proud Affiliate CRN, saying happy birthday to Doug, Madison.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Courtney.
Happy birthday.
Mike Gary.
Happy birthday.
And one of the great stories of Doug, one of the wonderful people in this business. I remember taking Doug to a very expensive restaurant, Napa Rose, where I had slaved for 10 years doing the show and worked my way up to get a great account where I could bring people in for dinner. And I brought Doug in, where, by the way, he ordered a wine spritzer. And after the dinner, they comped it. And as we walked out, Doug said, did they comp that because they knew me and the show at DJV? Happy birthday, Doug.
You can never let that one go. He's always telling me. Every time we go to a restaurant, he looks at me, and usually it's stuff that there's a trade, so, you know, CRN picks up the bill, if you will. But I always get my wallet out first, and I...
You do. You're very classy. But what was very funny is that my dad did not. I actually had to prod him into telling this story because he was going around the room, and he's like, okay, everybody give a message. And he's like, Jen, you start. I'm like, okay, I'm here, so I don't have to record my message. I can say happy birthday in person. So we have a few little surprise guests coming in for the program. And, Phil, we're going to do the rest later, right? Is that true? Okay, so for trending, Jay has some really important burning questions for you, Dougie, on your birthday. Jay, yeah, forget talking about Britney Spears today. We can't do that. We don't want to talk about The Rock. We're going to talk about Britney. Even we're putting Joe Exotic on ice because today's trending. It's all about you, Dougie. So, Jay, on Facebook, you had put up some prompts for people to give some messages to Dougie. You want to go through a few of the responses?
Yeah, some great stuff. People love you, Doug. Aside from many of our friends saying happy birthday.
We deleted the haters.
Just a few of the ex-girlfriends, that'd be all right after that.
This was a really sweet one from Marie Babini Limesand. She says, happy birthday, Doug. You have always reminded me of my stepfather. when he wasn't caring for people, he was raising and caring for his walking horses. The two of you would have gotten along great. I'm sure your conversations would have been all about your cows and your horses, and you probably would have even drank raw milk together, and no matter how, quote-unquote, yucky it was, because it tastes like cow bellies, that's what she says. She says, your happy attitude and love for your cows draw me in as a listener to your program. Happy birthday, and may your day be blessed with joy.
That's sweet. Well, thank you. Very, very sweet.
That was a really nice one. And Karen Ingberg says that you are my favorite DJ, Doug. Happy birthday. Have a happy birthday. Have a happy birthday weekend. You bring the real issues to the forefront, and we appreciate all of your hard work on all of your several shows.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, thank you. 28 past the hour on my birthday.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Drivers of the Volvo XC40 Recharge can soon optimize their driving range of their car even further thanks to a new range assistant app that is released in a beta version as part of the latest over-the-air software update. Drivers of the fully electric Volvo car can also expect increased range thanks to improvements in smart battery management and regeneration performance. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday it had filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and the Texas Secretary of State imposed by Texas Senate Bill 1, which was signed into law in September. The complaint challenges provisions of Senate Bill 1 under Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act and Section 101 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Attorney General Bill Paxton tweeted, quote, Biden is coming after Texas for SB 1. It's a great and much needed bill, ensuring Texas has safe, secure, and transparent elections. I will see you in court, Biden, end quote. Republican Governor Abbott said the bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. President Biden called numerous House lawmakers on Thursday to help rally support for his partisan social spending bill. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate and has been stalled in Congress by Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A Democratic leadership source said the House plans to vote on the two pieces of legislation today. USA Radio News.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across this state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard, and that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Doug, it's Victoria's husband, Lewis. Hope you're doing well. Happy birthday, my friend. And thank you, thank you, thank you for taking Victoria off my hands for a couple of hours every morning.
To give him, I'm very fond of Lewis, Victoria's husband. Very good guy. Yep, big, wonderful pair, actually, the two of them. I like seeing them together. Yeah, no, he's a very good guy. I don't know what the hell he's doing with you, but he's a good guy. All right. So we got anything else here, or can we...
Good morning, Dudley, and happy birthday to the one person I've known longer than anyone else in my life. Except myself, of course. I hope you have a wonderful day mowing, haying, playing with the cows, whatever else you're going to do around there. When you're done, why don't you drive 35 miles south to my place, and we'll blow out some candles, have some cake, and some almond milk.
Let's see, give me a start.
That's
that.
Bob Kay, who runs
Bob
the Kay, circus.
Who's been, he and I have been friends since we started working together in 1968 at WBZ in Boston and have never been out of touch. I've worked for him in three or four radio stations when he was either a general manager or program director or operations director over the years. And then he came working with me I don't know, what, 10 years ago? How long has he been? Jennifer, was he here when you started with me?
Yes. Or, he's been here for a long time.
Longer than that. Long on the tooth are we. Bob, you are one of my best friends. You're a wonderful human being, and you're older than me. So, what else is...
So there's that to celebrate.
There's that to celebrate. Right, okay. All right, any more celebrations? Actually...
To you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Doug, happy birthday to you.
I think we have to pay
Mike McVeigh here wishing you a great birthday, Doug Steffen, happy 55.
We talk about our age all the time.
Such authority, too, right?
Well, and we always are talking about my singing and his singing and who can sing and whether or not we should sing.
So you both can't, I guess, right now. We've learned that.
Thank you. Yeah. Mike McVeigh is probably the best, not probably, in all of my years of doing this, which now enters, let's see, September of, in my second year, 18, I was... when I went on to a real radio station, I did with the college stage when I first started at school. So that would be 57 years ago. And over the years, when I started my own program in 1988, from that time to this, I've had pretty much every consultant that was in the radio business give me advice and be on board with various ways of positioning and getting affiliates and how do you conduct yourself on the air and that sort of stuff. I've never thought I was the smartest guy on the block, and so I've always had advice from people. I can say unequivocally, even though Mike and I have known each other for quite a long time, because it's a small business and everybody knows everybody else, we didn't start working together until a couple of years ago, but we've known each other, and I actually tried to round him up to do some stuff with me about 10 years ago, and for whatever the reason, it didn't work. But he's been the best help that I've had and the best sounding board and actually the best co-producer, idea-wise and otherwise, in lots of things that are obvious on the air and some not so much on the air, including providing me the services of his daughter, Jay. So it's good. It's nice. I like having the family feel here. You know, I've known your father... I don't even remember when I met your father. That's how long ago that I met him, Jennifer. And I honestly don't remember meeting. I think I remember meeting you when you were a teenager, when you were working at CRN. I think I've known you since you were 14, 15, at least, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Victoria's the new kid on the block, and I don't know anybody in her family, although, frankly, I would like to. And if she really had some class, she'd invite me to come down there and have dinner with her folks at some point.
You can come down here whenever you want.
Really?
Jeez.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I'm just
my parents, honestly, my parents would love that. They would absolutely love that.
All right. Sometime we'll have a ride down there, and Daisy and I will make a day trip of it and have some fun. All right, so we all done with birthdays now?
One more.
One more.
I'd like a double cheeseburger, a large fry, a super fudge sundae, and a diet. What? Oh, this isn't. Oh, November 5th. It's Doug's birthday. Hey. That reminds me, I need to schedule my colonoscopy. Hey, happy birthday, dude. Have a great day. I hope you enjoy it. Spend some time with the family, and the cows, do not jump off the back of the truck and break your hip. All right, be careful.
Not going to do that.
Chicken anymore. Have a great day. Happy birthday.
So McFadden is somebody who's long been associated with this program. He's the operations manager at Radio America, but his first job was to be my fill. And he wasn't happy at all about it at first, but he was there in that seat for almost 20 years, I think, recalling back. And he's a wonderful guy. Great. One of the things I like about Rich most is that he has great family values. There's nothing that gets in the way of him and his two children and his wife and his mother-in-law, who lives with them as well. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what? That says something. Don't you think that says something about someone? When the mother-in-law lives with you, I think that's really something. It's not unheard of, but I think it says something about you.
I think it's very sweet if, you know, like, Lewis and my mom are very close, and so if my mom had to come live with us, then that would not be an issue.
I was thinking, Victoria, maybe you could move in with Lewis's family. That would be fun.
That would be like the Hunger Games and Squid Game all in one
as
show.
Long as you film it so we can watch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, speaking of families, Britney Spears' mother has requested $650,000 in attorney fees as the daughter continues to slam her on social media. So, Jay, what is the $650,000? She wants it from Britney? Where does she want the money from?
Yeah, really? She wants it from Britney's estate. Apparently, this conservatorship has been a lucrative family business, and now that it's going away, they all want some more money so that they can finish it off. And Britney, in a now-deleted post, has said that her mom ruined her life secretly. Her mom tried to play like, I don't know what's going on. And like, no, her mom gave the idea of the conservatorship to her dad. She even said that her dad wasn't smart enough to come up with it himself.
This is also a huge, I mean, this is ridiculous because not only is Lynn Spears asking for Britney's estate to pay $650,000, she's also trying to say that that she spent this much money on attorneys trying to help Britney. So she's trying to, quote unquote,
help Britney, but she's billing
Britney for the help.
Wow.
I mean, this whole family, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, this whole thing's coming to an end probably November 12th, and so I guess they're trying to get their invoices in last minute.
Well, and then Britney's dad is even like, yeah, go ahead. Like, he's now fighting to end the conservatorship.
Oh,
and Britney's mom, Lynn, her attorneys have even offered her a 40% discount. So the fees were actually close to $1 million, $840,000. But they were like, hey, here's a discount.
Discount, yeah. Wonderful. The coveted position of the sexiest man alive goes to, didn't come to me, went to actor Chris Evans, who grew
He's
up
your neighbor.
About, yeah, he grew up about 4 miles from me, over in Sudbury. He's the sexiest man alive. You ladies agree with this? Is this the right choice, or who's better?
Yeah, he's not sexy.
No.
I wouldn't turn him away. I don't know if he's the sexiest man alive. That's always so, like, subjective.
Yeah. Very subjective, objective.
I would pick Ryan Stiles
because he's funny, he's not exactly sexy, you know.
Who?
He's from, whose line is it anyway, right?
Right.
Am I thinking of the right guy? He was on, he was not on the Drew Carey Show. That was Diedrich, what's his butt?
Might have been. He was on Two and a Half Men for a little while, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea who they're talking about.
I don't either.
Well, anyway, so Chris Evans, sexiest man alive, People's Sexiest Man Alive, he actually was allegedly supposed to have that title back in 2020 before it went to Michael B. Jordan. Except there was that whole incident. Yeah, that picture that he accidentally exposed himself, which he did delete. He even was like, that was super embarrassing. But apparently he was already in talks to be sexiest man alive last year. They were like, maybe this isn't great timing. So they circled back around and gave it to him this year.
Oh, sweet.
Is that a negotiation? Is that something that publicists try to negotiate for people?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Likely. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wow. It's all publicist stuff. We haven't talked about Meghan Markle for quite a long time. What's she up to? She's floating around in social media now.
Yeah, she's actually fighting. She's lobbying for paternity leave, and people are kind of up in arms about it because she's using her
royal title. She doesn't want it for her. She wants it for everybody. That's what right? This is not her applying for paternity leave.
Well, this is the whole thing that a lot of people are saying men should not have paternity leave, only women. But the thing is, not even women have paternity leave. Maternity leave. I didn't have maternity leave with Mac. I had to use short-term disability, and I had to opt into it ahead of time. Yeah. So she's lobbying to get it, and she's using the Duchess of Sussex title, which has people all upset of like, oh, you don't want to be a royal. The thing is that Duke and Duchess, those titles were a gift from the Queen on their wedding day. They don't have to return those. They're allowed to use those whether or not they're part of the royal family or not.
That's good trivia. Wow.
Yeah, that is good trivia. Yeah. All right, Chris Rock slamming anti-vaxxers. I don't want to use some of the language that he's using, but he's somebody.
Yeah, we'll leave those words out.
Right, exactly. He's a funny guy. I think he's very. I mean, when it comes down to real laughs, he makes me laugh. And what's his face makes me laugh, even though sometimes
Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle makes me laugh. And I don't know if anybody else who really, you know, once in a while, Jerry Seinfeld used to make me laugh a lot, actually. But they, you can find humor in your own life, frankly, and laugh at yourself. You'd be probably better off. That's one of the things that comes with maturity. I laugh at myself all the time when I'm doing silly things or something happens that, you know, I might talk to myself a little bit and then take a chuckle. Anyway, so what's is this new for him? Is he now back on the road and feeling like he has to speak about the anti-vaxxers?
Well, it wasn't like a whole long joke or whatever. He was in Brooklyn along with some other comedians and bands. It was part of an NFT week event, and he was hyping up the crowd, and he's like, hey, where are my anti-vaxxers at? And he got a little bit of applause, and he's like, you dumb Kyrie, expletive deleted, a little nod to Kyrie Irving, who is on the Brooklyn Nets, who will not be playing this season because he refuses to get vaccinated.
Uh-oh. There you go. The Rock, speaking of refusal, The Rock says no guns on my movie, no real guns on any of my movie sets. Is this going to become a trend, do you think?
If someone like the Rock starts the trend, then yeah. I think you'll see a lot of other production companies. You know, he has a big production company. He's doing lots of movies and stuff and TV shows. So, yeah, I think that other people would follow that. I mean, I don't know of anyone who has a real argument for using real guns on the set. Yeah. You know?
Maybe that just formalizes it a little bit. Maybe. Speaking of formalizing things, there's a new deal from MyPillow that deals with a reality, which I think is kind of interesting that the folks there want to talk about it. There have been a lot of cancellations from the big box stores because of the activities of Mike Lindell, who owns MyPillow. And because of that, they have a huge supply of pillows that they're going to move. And so here's the best offer in the history of MyPillow. Standard MyPillows, they normally are $69.98 at retail. Now they're only $19.98. Wow, must have a lot of pillows. So if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there in which you insert DJV to get this deal. The MyPillow, standard MyPillow, $19.98. Use the promo code DJV. And if you are looking around at the product catalog, there are amazing deals for lots of different things. Pretty much everything is a discount when you use the DJV code. Variety of MyPillow products available. Check them out at MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code to take advantage of the special offer on the standard MyPillow. That's $19.98, $69.98 value. Get it with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick,
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology. The Tech Talk portion of the program gives us five big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at number five with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes?
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliances' new turkey mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And turkey mode is brand new, and all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. All you don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
Gobble gobble.
High tech Thanksgiving.
Right. All right. Number four has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything, the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Wow. Number three Another outfit that usually has a black eye in the public's mind, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. As we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones. And they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw, that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails. We know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Perfect. Number one this week. Social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, policy that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
Huh. All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.